Big Issues. Repeal 2002 War Powers Resolution. Congress's 2001 and 2002 authorizations for the use of military force are criticized for giving the president broader war powers than the Constitution allows. Others argue that legislative authority is needed to address terrorists and other threats. Support. Representative Barbara Lee, Democrat, California. Lee is chair of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on State and Foreign Operations. 20 years ago, after the September 11th attacks, Congress voted to pass the 2001 Authorization for Use of Military Force, AUMF, a 60-word blank check for any president to authorize military force whenever they thought necessary. The 2001 and 2002 AUMFs are being used well beyond the scope for which they were originally intended. I was the only member of Congress to vote against the 2001 AUMF. I did not think any president should have unilateral authority to send our servicemen and women into harm's way without the people's input. Let's be clear. The Constitution requires Congress to authorize the use of force, not the president. I could not support this authorization for perpetual war then or now. As the daughter of a 25-year Army veteran, I honor the sacrifices our troops have made, but I am horrified by the human toll of our endless wars. While we continue to pour trillions of dollars into these conflicts, here in the United States, 140 million people are living in poverty and struggling to keep food on the table. As we rebuild from this pandemic, it's crucial that we rein in wasteful defense spending, prioritize the safety of another generation of service members, and put the needs of the people first. I'm hopeful that we finally have the political momentum in the House, Senate, and White House to finally repeal these overly broad AUMFs and restore Congress's constitutional role in matters of war and peace. Oppose. Representative Liz Cheney, Republican, Wyoming. Cheney is a member of the House Armed Services Committee. The 2002 AUMF provides authorities that could be critical to confronting Iranian militias and their proxies as they engage in behavior that threatens the interests of the United States and our allies. Repealing it without a comprehensive replacement is irresponsible and ignores the security challenges facing our nation. The legislation to repeal this AUMF removes a critical tool used by previous administrations, Republican and Democrat, to defeat terrorist threats originating in Iraq. At a moment when we are seeing increased attacks on U.S. forces, we should not limit the president's ability to defend us. Recently, we have seen attacks launched against U.S. bases in Iraq. Repealing this AUMF will negatively affect our ability to deter and respond to such attacks in the future. Repeal would also send a message of weakness to our adversaries and friends alike. We have relied on the authorities in this AUMF to counter the malign activity of Iranian proxies, to combat the danger posed by the Islamic State, and to eliminate terrorists like Qasem Soleimani, who pose a direct threat to our country's safety. Any repeal that is not part of a comprehensive replacement providing adequate authority to combat terrorists or those who want to do our nation harm is a vote to leave America exposed to our enemies. It would be irresponsible to tie the hands of the president, his administration, and our military leaders. Eliminating the AUMF will do just that. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone, 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone, 202-225-3121. 3121.